No one knows the future, and we're not pretending that in a single weekend we can guess this year's ending. When you listen next week, only an hour's gone by. Don't know if we can do it, but we're gonna try. We're stuck in the past. You keep moving on. We'll be talking 2024 all year long. We're stuck in the past. You keep moving on. We'll be talking 2024 all year long.
Hello, welcome to Talkin' 2024 with Noah and Joe. It's 10:50 p.m. on Black Friday. This is episode 15 of 53 that we are recording back-to-back, bringing you a weekly forecast that's timely and untimely.
Like a pair of protective glasses that are so dark you can't see anything through them.
Or a celestial body hidden behind a larger celestial body.
That's right, we're talking April 7th through April 13th, 2024, with our guest of the hour, Michael Savitsky.
Do you have your glasses ready for the total solar eclipse across America? For the 15th time, I am your host on this journey through time, Noah Max Levine, and here with me is your co-host for spring, Joe Tuzzy.
Hi, Noah. Thank you again for having me.
Thank you again for, I said, having me have you already. thanks for being here. Thanks for being you.
Thanks for being you.
Thanks. Yeah. Do we have any birthdays this week?
We do have birthdays this week. In fact, we'd like to wish some happy birthdays to Russell Crowe, Katie Sackhoff, Jesse McCartney, Lil Nas X, David Rittenhouse, and Philibert II, Duke of Savoy.
Awesome. Let's meet our guest. Michael Savitsky is a software engineer and improviser and an anime and coffee enthusiast. He performs with the improv teams Daddy Issues and The End Crowd. Fun facts, he is turning 40 in 2024, and the indie animation he wrote the script for will release at least one more episode this year. Also, he didn't write this, but he's my fiancé. Michael, welcome to Talkin' 2024.
Wow, I didn't write that. Wow, I didn't know that was happening.
Whoa, wait, is this how you found out you're engaged?
Yeah, Michael has come up a few times. There was a week when Persona 3 Reloaded was being released,
yeah.
And I was trying to explain what Persona 5 was as a reference point.
Wait, who was that? Sorry, this is Tom, the producer. Who was that that we were talking to Persona 3 about?
Mike, maybe was it? Was
I forget
episode
who it
five?
Was, but they were like, I have no idea what any of those words mean. It's all a blur. This is like hour like 17 or something. So
I also tried to complain about Final Fantasy VII Rebirth and how I don't like the title following up on Final Fantasy VII Remake. A lot of video games were released in the first half of the year that you will have played.
Probably. Or will have purchased, at least.
Here you are. There's a specific reason that why we brought you on for this episode, which is to talk about the eclipse. But first, we're going to get to know you and how you move through time.
Linearly.
Do you consider yourself a planner?
No, absolutely not. No plans.
Then how do you operate?
Like a chaotic... I remember when things are supposed to happen that other people have planned, and then I just bounce between those points in time and fill in the gaps.
That doesn't sound like you're moving linearly through time at all.
Yeah, that sounds the opposite of that.
Maybe. That's like two-dimensional. Three-dimensionally, I'm moving linearly.
For some reason, I imagined you as a Super Mario character bouncing back and forth, though.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah. I thought you'd enjoy that.
I often like hop off of the curb and like imagine myself as someone who has jumped a farther distance than I have jumped.
The curb? That's not that high.
It's not that high.
Yeah, but imagination is high. You can make as high as you want.
I understand. So how far in advance would you say you typically plan things then, like day to day? I'm asking you these questions, but I have a sense of...
Yeah, you have a sense. if I've planned a week in advance, then I must have really something important going on.
And do you use like a calendar app or anything like that?
I have a calendar app that's mostly me like, oh, another person planned this thing? Great. I will put it in my calendar and it's in there. And when that week comes up, I'll remember not to do something that day.
That's planning.
Yeah.
Okay. You're describing planning.
Okay.
Do you two have a shared calendar?
Yeah. We do.
Okay. Yeah. That was like the best thing me and Sam ever did.
Should we tell people what it's called?
It's just called Micah.
Mm-hmm. Because if you combine our names.
It's not that interesting.
No, it's not. It's a secret, though.
Our Wi-Fi at our house is called Sam and Joe, like the fish, but because it's Sam and Joe.
Yeah.
So also not.
That's funnier.
Yeah, that's no, a better it's not. One. Yeah. Hope Sam doesn't hear this.
Being named after a flaky stone that no one cares about.
It's a name.
Yeah, I like it.
It's the crystal gem we would fuse into.
Hmm. Oh, well then, if we're talking about that, then we're talking about our engagement rings.
Yeah.
Are we?
Can we?
This isn't the relationship episode.
I didn't.
Well, you said crystal gems.
I did.
Okay, I have a ruby and Noah has a sapphire.
Oh.
That's true.
Yeah, I love Steven Universe.
So if he wasn't Jewish and we could have a stone on our wedding ring, then it would be a garnet, but... Traditionally, you wouldn't.
Not allowed.
We'll just think about it.
Yeah, we can think about
it. Get a garnet pendant or something.
Do
you want me to ask this next question? Because you probably know the answer already.
Yeah.
What's the furthest? Maybe you should have asked.
Okay, let's keep going back and forth until one of us can successfully ask.
What is the furthest thing you have planned out from today?
The furthest thing I have planned out from today. Ooh, boy. Am I allowed to look at my calendar or am I supposed to?
Let me check the rule book.
You can look at your calendar, but I mean, if it doesn't come to mind, I don't know if it counts.
I don't know.
It might be this week.
I think it's this week.
I think it's this week.
Yeah.
That's why he's here.
Yeah.
So.
Do I have anything specific planned for 2024? We've been talking about doing some kind of trip, but we sure haven't planned anything.
Well, we have been invited to a wedding in June or July. It's on the fridge, but it hasn't made it onto our calendar yet. Mm. And I was just thinking, we need to put that on our calendar so we remember that we're going to a wedding that week.
Yeah.
Did you RSVP yet?
No, it was just to save the date.
Okay.
I am now actually required by my job to take a week off. So we should plan a trip of some kind.
Yeah, we'll go to Canada.
Great.
Done. We're all going to Canada, bringing the podcast.
Yeah.
2025 from Canada, baby.
We'll record some eps in Tim Hortons.
I mean, I love Toronto until you remind me what it's like in the wintertime.
Cold?
Yeah. we should go to Montreal at the warmest month possible.
I will say, I will pitch Vancouver to anyone if you haven't been there. I loved Vancouver, but it's a long trip.
I went to Montreal last week, in the first week of April. So good. So cold.
Oh, we're not going there in April then.
It was it was sub-freezing outside. I loved it.
Well, I think didn't you say that the train... that they had discontinued to Montreal has resumed finally.
The train has resumed. When I went, it was a $100 round trip from New York to Montreal, about a 10 hour.
There's no way it's that cheap anymore.
Well, they have a deal. they had a deal in the cold months when nobody wants to go for it to be a $100 round trip. But the thing about going at that time is you're going through upstate New York and everything's covered in snow.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, you get served chocolate frogs, you get sorted by the sorting hat.
Are you two explorers? When you go on vacation, do you want to be able to explore? Or are you more of I want to go explore the city? Or I want to go sit down and be served and taken care of by other people?
Oh, no. We don't do that.
No. We explore, but in a different way. Where if left to my own devices, I would just randomly...
Walk around
and explore. Whereas when we were in Japan, for example, we explored via Noah's very specific, intricate plans that he had for every day that he explored first via Google Maps and planned out. And then we did that.
It was kind of every night I'd be like, what area do we want to go do? And then in the area, we'd see what was around that we had bookmarked.
Yeah.
We talked about what are the things we have to do. It was very involved.
So you're the planner. We all have one that's the planner.
I did make all the spreadsheets. No, that's not true. Tom did make... some spreadsheets, but I did make some spreadsheets for this.
I was just going to pipe up and be like, Joe, how many binders are... one of them's the planner.
I did print binders with scripts for all of the co-hosts, and they have covers.
It's the most organized comedy thing I've ever done in my life.
Well, you will be glad to know that for the final product being organized, the binders and papers were a whirlwind all over our office and office floor last night.
Yeah.
So they got to this state through
a
different form.
It's like Wonder Woman when she spins around.
Yeah.
Everything flies into the air and then it comes together and it all slots.
So instead of a lasso, you're like binders.
Yeah. Speaking of binding, your binding commitment to this podcast, of which you have none, involves you leading a segment.
Yeah, so I do have a segment. It's called Spring Training with Joe Tuzzi. And basically, it's this. I grew up liking sports, loving sports and athletic figures and things like that, athletes. Not just people who play sports, but athletes in entertainment. And I was curious if there's anybody, any kind of athletic person that you grew up kind of looking up to. It doesn't have to be someone who's played sports. It could be any kind of athletic person. It can be an athletic anime character.
Oh my god. Oof.
It's a tough question for comedians, I'm learning.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, as far as actual athletes, absolutely.
No, it doesn't have to be an actual athlete at all.
Physically fit actors.
I guess it would be, you know what? Forget that. Forget the physically attractive actors.
Okay.
Let's just say Goku. It's Goku.
Yeah, I love that. Goku is the epitome of an athlete.
So rather than a physically fit actor, we'll go with a drawn character voiced by an old lady.
Yeah.
I guess wasn't that old back then.
No.
One of my favorite things that I've learned in our relationship is that Goku's Japanese voice actor is an old lady.
Like an 85-year-old woman. Yeah.
And
it's Americans the only anime I watched.
Americans might not know this if they've only seen it in English, but he really talks like this.
Yeah, it's pretty squeaky. It's definitely jarring if you've never heard it before. It sounds normal if you've heard it a bunch.
Yeah.
I watched the English dubbed version first. And then, like, in college, I watched the Japanese version. And it didn't bother. Like, two episodes in, I was like, oh, this is great. Like, for a second, it was like, oh, that's very different. But it never.
The original.
It was better in Japanese. Yeah, it was better not dubbed.
The original Dragon Ball Z dub, which I guess was probably by Deke. I don't really even know anymore.
I don't know what
the
Deke
one that
is.
Only went, like, a few seasons, and it was like, no one's watching this, we're done.
No,
before that even. Like the 6 o'clock in the morning one. It was the first time I ever had like voice actor recognition, because the voice of Goku was the voice of Mega Man in the Mega Man cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Of course.
That's all.
Goku is a good choice. Like, who is more athletic than Goku?
But also more competitive and more dedicated to their sport to the point where they would like sacrifice their family commitments and things like that. Like, it lines up.
Let a guy who tried to kill everybody he loves live so that he can fight him again someday.
Yeah, I learned this recently about Goku, because we've seen some of the Dragon Ball movies lately. Goku just likes to fight people.
He's like an Irish man, literally his whole deal.
Yeah,
it's so. Like Tom's basically Goku.
Hey, I haven't fought anyone in almost a year, so it's like, I don't put that on me.
That's because you've been in the hyperbolic time chamber training for a year, right?
Okay. Still.
So I think we can start talking about things happening this week, starting with WrestleMania is ending.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe.
That's okay. I'm going to the first night. That was last week. I went to the first night.
Mm. Did you know there's like 4 or 5 days of wrestling events happening in the city of Philadelphia that we have to avoid?
Yeah, it's going to be rough that week, because it's not just WWE.
Yeah.
All the independent ones come in and do stuff too. Like, it's going to be a mess of a city for those 4 days. Most money I spent on a ticket in my fucking life.
Oh, yeah.
Like $800.
Did you get the kind of like the super expensive ticket where you get up super close?
No, like, we have good seats, but I think we spent $800 each.
For more than one night?
Nope.
Oh, God.
How much does it cost to be the chair that they hit each other with?
$40,000 probably. The front row seats were there were seats going for like $15,000-$20,000 for one seat.
But
you get to keep your folding chair.
Do they know it's not real?
Yeah, right.
The value goes up because you get to keep the folding chair.
And it's like a folding chair that has all like the logo and all that.
Oh, you do keep a folding chair?
Just the floor people. Okay. I don't, but
I see. You can get those at IKEA for $7. Right?
It is the most expensive thing I've ever spent to go see.
Mm.
But it's a one-time thing.
Once in a lifetime.
If you're here in Philadelphia, where we all expect to be, it should be nice weather this week if you're here for WrestleMania or for Lessel-blania.
Lessel-blania. Mm-hmm. That's my podcast. I'm just kidding.
The total solar eclipse is happening this week. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about it. But first, there's two movie releases that I have written down. And once again, I've
Can we guarantee any of these movie releases are going to be accurate?
No. Okay. And that's part of the point. I was saying on our break, like, if you want to know what movies are coming out, you should go to a movie release podcast, because they know. They recorded it recently. They know.
And the thing, too, about us, like, updating movie releases, the longer we do this,
the less accurate it's going to be
in every way.
I think we should start reviewing them.
So, but there's two movie releases I have written down. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire.
Mm.
We watched all of those movies. Joe, yeah, I feel like you've seen them.
Where, yeah, my wife is a huge Godzilla fan. That's, like, her favorite. So.
What do you call a Godzilla fan?
Sam.
That's what you call your wife.
Godzillites?
A godzillionaire?
That's pretty good. If this movie isn't crazy, then they did something wrong.
I think I got one. God Citizen.
Oh.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Godzilla vs. Kong is the one thing, the first one. I'm more of a King Kong fan, and my wife did not like that.
No. Oh.
Yeah, it was like, you don't like
specifically in that movie, King Kong is the chill one, and Godzilla has no chill. So.
Which I like.
That seems accurate. Or am I thinking of Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong has lots of chill. Yeah, he's just an excessive chill, yeah.
Donkey Kong is a stoner, though. Like, come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It's Seth Rogen in the new... No.
There's also a movie coming out this week called Leroy.
Leroy. Is it like a French guy named Roy?
He's the Roy.
I doubt it. But it's possible.
Mm.
You know what else you could celebrate this week?
Mm.
Sunday is National Beer Day.
Oh,
great.
So how would you celebrate that? I'd probably be drinking beer.
Probably have a beer.
Yeah,
I probably would drink.
I have been having beer less and less. Like, I had an arc in my life where I was like, no beer, no beer, no beer, 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 no beer, no beer, no beer. Like, I remembered that calories exist, you know?
We were just in the UK and every beer you tried disappointed you.
Oh, yeah. That was weird because everyone was always like, the closer you get to Europe, the better the beer will be. And I had one good beer while we were... In the United Kingdom.
It's a matter of
UK sucks. No, I'm just kidding.
And what's weird is the good beer I had was an IPA, and I hate IPAs.
Yeah.
And this was really good. But that was the only like local brew that I had. Everything else was like a branded thing. And generally, I don't think branded beer is ever any good, no matter where you are.
All right. The time that I've been waiting for, we're going to talk about the solar eclipse. Now, this is one of those things that I think is really interesting about the podcast,
mm-hmm.
because I'm pretty sure that this is going to be a big topic of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The solar eclipse is Monday, April 8th. Like the one in 2017,
mm-hmm.
it's doing a huge path over the United States. It's hitting Texas all the way up like into Maine.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody is talking about it yet in November. I've seen a couple articles, like nobody cares.
Right. You're talking about planning ahead. Like, nobody plans ahead except you for a solar eclipse. Oh, that's maybe the farthest thing we have planned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we have an Airbnb in, like, upstate New York by, like, a lake.
Mm-hmm.
We were originally thinking about, like...
No, we shouldn't say that.
Okay, we won't say that part.
That's not a podcastable thing, but we can tell the people here about that later.
Okay. But, so we have...
Couple stuff, probably, like...
I'm just yoga retreat. Quiet and you guys dig yourself.
I think it's fine to say we maybe thought.
No,
about it.
I don't want to say.
Okay, all right.
Because I didn't tell my parents about it.
Okay, you don't have to tell your parents about a thing you thought about.
This doesn't come out until April 8th, so you got a lot of time. Yeah. If you want to tell.
I do have a lot of time.
But I can tell you that at this point, everyone has the same guess.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We were thinking about getting married during the eclipse,
but then
we
decided
we thought it was going to be too much of a pain in the ass, so we didn't do that.
Yeah. It was missing a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah. Because the last time we went to a total solar eclipse in like the viewpoint, like we went out to like this park in the middle of nowhere, and was it Virginia or no?
Tennessee. Athens, Tennessee.
And like a community formed.
Thanks, Joe.
A whole like community formed in this park. There were like tents and people like grilling food and just tons of people. And then we go to leave and we were stuck in traffic for like 12 hours.
Well,
and I wanted to die.
So the arc of the solar eclipse is if you're not in the totality, you only get the first part as it like starts to cover. This is all stuff you have to look at in the glasses. In that small path where it actually completely covers it, it hits this moment for like 1 to 3 minutes, depending where you're at. It depends on the eclipse, where it just goes complete. The world just goes completely weird because
mm-hmm.
it's dark in the middle of the day. Animals freak out. Mm-hmm. Like it gets 5 degrees colder and that lasts for a couple minutes. And then that ended and you're back in like it's partially covering it, but it's still kind of normal. And you have to use your glasses again. And people jumped in their cars and immediately started driving away. And I was like, what are they doing? The eclipse is still going on.
And we were like, we'll just chill for 2 hours.
We had a lovely picnic.
Yeah. And then we finished that 2-hour picnic 2 hours after everyone had started to leave. And everyone was still leaving.
There was one highway that we needed to go on to the place that I had booked us a hotel. And everyone was on it.
Same one. Yeah, that sounds like Tennessee. There's not much going on in that state.
Tennessee is wide. There's a couple highways.
You got what, Nashville, Memphis, and then everything else?
Chattanooga. You got Nashville? No.
I don't need to shit on Tennessee.
Yeah, what the fuck did Tennessee do to you?
I went to Nashville for a work event. It was 110 degrees the whole time.
No, all right. Yeah, never fuck you then. Fuck you, Tennessee. You're right, Joe. Fuck them all.
No, I love this eclipse thing. Like, I've I was, and I didn't say any of this to you earlier, but growing up, I was like scared of eclipses. Mm.
Oh yeah, of course. It's unnatural.
Like so scared of them.
My brother and I almost certainly wear glasses because of an eclipse, because my mom was like, yeah, go out and look at the eclipse. And we're like, okay. So we just looked at the solar eclipse with our eyeballs. No. And now both of us wear glasses, even though it doesn't seem to run in the family.
Mm. Oh.
Whoops.
The things our generation, the parents, let us do. I definitely ate some paint chips in my life. Like, I vividly remember that.
I definitely played with them.
I ate everything around me, so...
Everything?
A lot of things. Here we go again. Oh no, what's Joe eating today? Did you choose an Airbnb specifically because you don't want to have to drive afterwards this time?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that's I think that's the plan. Like, you don't need other people around to enjoy this thing.
Yeah, that's just you two. The way to do it.
Yeah.
If you wait until like now or in a couple months, like if you're hearing about this on Thursday, April 4th, it's too late. If you don't live in the path of the eclipse, I mean, you could get there. The travel is going to suck. It's probably still worth it. You should do it.
Give up all hope. Abandon your dreams.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Philly's not going to really see it, right? No. Too much light pollution.
No, it'll be similar to the last one. You'll get some of the coverage.
It's not in the path of the totality, yeah.
Unfortunately, I have WrestleMania plans that weekend, so I can't make it.
You've got to go like up into the... That's going to affect the eclipse.
Yeah.
What if John...
How?
What if John Muscleman throws... Steve hot body so far that
both real wrestlers
that he bumps into the moon and knocks it off of its path.
I'm so happy that no one in WWE is smart enough to try and do an eclipse thing tie in with this.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure they won't go there.
Something like the Undertaker would do, right?
Yeah, but he's retired. Okay. And
man, we fucking love the Undertaker.
He's probably the most famous wrestler of all time.
That we like. There's Hulk Hogan, but like...
He's we don't talk about Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, like, said the N-word on a sex tape or something, which is like...
Oh.
Yeah.
Canceled bingo.
Let's not get into Hulk Hogan.
Listen, if you want to be filmed having sex with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife, is that the name?
Yeah,
like the fake...
Yes.
You know this?
Well, so Bubba the Love Sponge is like a Howard like that, Stern wannabe guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess it was like a bit. Like, he was like... I'll catch Hulk Hogan having sex with my wife, and then I'll release the sex tape. And it turned out he just got sued a lot.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's very rich because of all that, which is also impressive.
Yeah,
let's go back to Gawker.
Oh, Gawker.com.
Hulk Hogan took Gawker down.
Hulk Hogan sued Gawker.
Oh, he was helped by, it was a whole thing.
We don't have to talk about this anymore.
Can I ask a question?
We have to talk.
Can I ask a question about the eclipse?
Yeah.
Will you listen to music while you watch it, or will you let it be silent?
Be silent, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, from the place where we're staying, we might drive like a little bit to go to a park or something, try to find a place with like even less lights.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or like we're right on a lake, so we could literally just sit on the dock at the place we're staying. Mm. So we'll see. And then, we'll just hang out. I don't know that we'll play music during that totality, but there's a long wind up and a long cool down where you can play music.
You could play like the riff from Space Odyssey where it's like boom,
that's way better.
That's
way better because my brain was like total eclipse of the heart.
Total eclipse of the heart. Yeah, it's nothing I can say. It's a total eclipse of the sun.
Eclipse of the sun.
I was like, don't say this joke. But then I was like,
but we were all thinking about it.
Yeah,
we all thought it.
Yeah, but it sounded like you were asking a thoughtful question.
I was at first. First, I thought of that, and then I was like, oh, it would be cool if you actually played music, just not that. And then I was like, let me ask this question.
Yeah, no, you can ask a question to set yourself up for a joke.
What do you think would be the worst music to listen to? During a total eclipse.
The Death March from Star Wars. Right? Like, that's
definitely a vibe, yeah.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
Mm.
Jumper?
By new music, I could say music.
You know anime music.
No, I feel like you could say any song could say, and it works.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, I don't know, Toxic by Britney Spears. Terrible song to play during an eclipse.
Pretty bad.
It's like a catchy song, but like, given the circumstances that the sky has changed, it's like, okay, I don't like this.
If I was going to play... Lucky is kind of ironic to play during an eclipse.
Yeah.
Because she's a star, like the sun is a star.
Oops, I did it again. Just another,
another eclipse.
Another eclipse. Mm.
I didn't put it down on here, so I don't remember exactly. But the next like big eclipse that's going to go across the whole of the United States like this, you would be able to go to Europe to get it, like other things, is not going to be until like, I think, 20 years. Mm. So that's another reason I'm glad we're going to this one.
Damn it, WrestleMania.
Look, I mean, it's on Monday.
I can probably do both. I'm going to WrestleMania on the 6th and 7th. Yeah. I'm going to talk to my wife. That's what she wants to do.
You want to go where?
Oh, we love going to like woods and...
Yeah, that wasn't really a good character of Sam. It was just it was just a pretty stereotypical character of the wife.
You didn't mention Nightingale at all.
Was it even a wife, or was it just person who is not on board with the thing?
Yeah.
I'm definitely most at risk of getting canceled.
More at risk than you've ever been before.
Because I'm tired. Mm-hmm.
I think you're safe, Noah. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, I do edit this, so I can save myself.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah.
Great. If April showers bring May flowers, what do April eclipses bring?
May, nothing rhymes with eclipse. Holy schmips.
Chips.
Oh, okay. May chips.
May chips. No.
Dips.
Ooh, it's all food.
Hips. Blips, like, you know, like on the radar.
Ellipse rhymes with eclipse.
Ooh. Brings May lips. Or just May's lips. May lips? No.
Bee lips.
Do bees do not have lips that I'm aware of. Well, someone could prove me wrong.
You've never kissed one, so how would you know?
You've kissed a bee?
Did you like it?
Honey, I plead the fifth.
Our friend who spent several years working as an exterminator recently learned in a documentary that young bees play, and he was devastated by it.
Yeah, our friend.
Why was he devastated by that?
Because he had killed so many young bees, and they play.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that would be devastating. Yeah, like, think about it.
Oh no, they're children.
Yeah. I mean, if you can't get into the path of the eclipse because it's too late, it's maybe also too late to get your eclipse glasses. But you need those to safely look at the eclipse.
You could build the box thing.
You can make a little box.
Yeah.
If they let me figure that out in fourth grade, then adults should be able to do it.
Adults should be able to do
it. Right.
But even if you see the same like shape, I do feel like there's a dramatic difference between being able to like look at the thing, even if it's through a very filtered thing, versus, hey, look, it's a shadow in a box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like not the same.
Going back to Godzilla X Kong.
Hmm.
That is something that could have an eclipse in it.
Because one of the villains could be so big they block out the sun, or because something moves.
Because it's so sciency-wyancy that someone could move the moon or the sun or something.
Godzilla definitely doesn't get his powers from the sun, right? That's just Superman.
Where does Godzilla? Because they...
From the Earth?
He's a like, radiation monster.
It is. Yeah, they're all, like they all, they almost all eat radiation now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for Kong, maybe doesn't.
King Kong gets his powers from Jack Black.
Probably from large bananas, right?
Or lots of small bananas.
Do they pronounce the X in that title? Just as an X?
Godzilla X
Kong? Or is
X
it like
Kong?
Cross Kong? Or
and
is it like an anime and they just don't say it, so it's just Godzilla Kong?
I don't know if they've said it out loud anywhere yet.
I don't know that this is one of those things where the line, the title of the movie is going to be said in the movie.
It's Godzilla X Kong!
The new empire!
Well, they'll get married and then they'll get divorced. And like, it's Godzilla's X Kong.
That's pretty good. So, Michael. You know, we're kind of a third of the way through, but not quite.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting there because we're getting through April. So I'll see you in a couple of days. It's nice of you to stop by. Tom, it's great to have you like at the table, and you turned around and now like... Yeah, but we
it's
can...
It's like hitting me in waves.
We can see you being tired. Yeah, well, we're still going. It's all good. We're holding up. Michael, do you have a message for yourself in April?
I don't know. I'm like, I can think of things I'd want to find out for myself in April. What do I want to tell myself in April that I wouldn't already know?
Well, you would already know it, but you would have forgot it, or you need to be reminded.
Okay. Your weird new job is worth the money. Keep at it for like a couple other months, maybe. That's you can do good. It. I believe you.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
I'm really glad you're here. Get out of here. Go to bed. I will crawl into bed at like 3 and like leave at like 5. So okay. Sorry.
That sounds like you won't get to sleep at all.
a little bit.
You'll spend at least half an hour reading comics on your tablet.
No, I think I'll pass out. I usually do that every night. Like, I'm too wound up to sleep, and I have to read a manga about children learning to bake bread and competing in absurd baking competitions in order to fall asleep.
I fall asleep as soon as I lay down. I'm like, yeah, same. Yeah.
Lucky.
Unless I don't. Like, so, like once every like 2 months, it's like, oops, I actually can't sleep.
So, I just have a mask.
Where can the people at home that are in Philadelphia, visiting Philadelphia, or have really long binoculars, where can they catch Daddy Issues and The End Crowd?
Sure. Well, assuming nothing has changed in the past several months, The End Crowd is performing every Friday night at 8 o'clock at the Sabona Creativity Project on Passyunk in South Philadelphia. And also, Daddy Issues does a show once a month, the last Monday of every month except December, which will have already passed because it turns out that's Christmas. So yeah, just check out SabonaCreativityProject.org and find out when we're doing stuff there.
Definitely check out Sabona Creativity Project. We're so glad to be here. It's late, tired, but we're thankful, and you should check out all the cool things that they're doing, the shows and the other work. I didn't think about how hard it was going to be to say nice things when my ability to speak is going. But you can also listen to some previous episodes where I more eloquently talked about what Sabona is and what happens, or you can check out their website for that information. I also want to remind everyone, don't forget about the Southern Hemisphere where the seasons are opposite ours.
You know? Don't forget them.
Yeah.
Don't forget about it.
I mean, that would really mess me up if all of a sudden the seasons switched.
Well, you'd know because you would have gotten on a plane.
Well, yeah. You don't know what it's like for me to get on a plane.
I don't.
Is there a lot of screaming?
Lots of screaming.
As always, we're going to leave everybody with the takeaway. So this is just something useful or inspirational or some other something for you this week, the April the 7th, to take with you. Joe, what is our topic this
week? This week's inspirational topic takeaway is best eclipse-themed pickup lines.
All right, so we can all try to contribute one of these.
Great.
And we may have some time for some of the many cards I wrote as well.
Who's going to take the easy one? You totally eclipsed my heart.
That's good.
Just get it out of the way.
Damn, girl. Ever since I looked at you, I can't see right no more.
Damn, girl. Are you the sun? Because I can't even see my son, who you stepped in front of, anymore.
No, don't pull your pants up. I like that moon.
We're all very smooth.
I'm
a gay man.
Some of these might be easier. Let's see what this one says. What about a salad that we would recommend for this week?
Yeah, that's so much more everyone's speed here. Like,
what's a good salad?
I think a nice mandarin orange salad to go with the sun. Like, it looks like
ooh,
a
or like
a
an
bit.
Apple walnut situation.
Yeah. Mm. Something a little fruity.
Balsamic
there.
Vinaigrette.
Oh.
I think you make a salad and then you put like an orange on top. That's the sun, and then you cover it with lettuce. That's the eclipse.
I'm surprised you didn't suggest like a big wheel of cheese on top of the orange to be the moon.
Good. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do another one.
Great.
What is a good item to start knitting this week? So it'll be done in 6 months. So it's a good time to start knitting something.
Mm.
Like something jack-o'-lantern-y.
Oh, yeah. Your Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Knit a Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah. I did that 1 year. I started knitting one over the summer.
You had hand-knitted wings that we eventually threw away, right?
I did that 2 years. I hand knitted wings 1 year, which was not much, but I also hand knitted a tigger tail and a tigger hat with ears.
I've never knitted anything in my entire life.
Well, this is the week to start.
Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll start in April.
Michael, Joe, Tom, all of you listening at home, thank you for being here. Enjoy the eclipse, stay safe, cover your eyes, and come back next week for more of this. See you next week.
Talkin' 2024 was recorded at Sawabona Creativity Project in South Philadelphia. For more information about their programs, go to sawabonacreativityproject.org. This episode was recorded on November 24th, 2023, and therefore should not be considered a trusted news source. Music for this episode was written and performed by Sarah Clemency. You can find more information about our guests in the show notes and via our Instagram at Talkin2024. For any questions about the podcast, you can email talkin2024@gmail.com. If you'd like to follow along with the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. Have a great week.
How can you live a year in just 3 days? How can you live a year in 36 hours? Turn in the calendar, but you're staying in the same chair, living.